Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
Welcome to hour two of the show. Hope you did what you could to go win those Usher tickets. Okay, so there is a poll done by ESPN, and they asked a number of MLB executives, I think 18 to be exact, where players are going, from Juan Soto to Alex Bregman and others. Right now, this survey has Alex Bregman leaving the Astros 11-7. So out of 18, they think he's gone. And it doesn't really depart. It's not a real departure from what we've said here. When the numbers came out about what he might be asking for, I thought, just do it. I think the numbers were 6 years, 26 a year. That feels reasonable. But that flies in the face of a recent report in the last couple of days where Alex Bregman is looking closer to what Manny Machado got, which puts him out of the Jim Crane stratosphere. We're talking about 11 years, $300+ million. All right. Well, if that's what Scott Boras and Alex Bregman are looking for, let's wrap it up. No more conversations about Alex Bregman. That first projection was like, okay, that's comfortable. This one is like, I guess we'll have to get comfortable with Whitcomb. I guess the Whitcomb era begins, because the thought of Jim Crane giving any player double-digit years and over $30 million a year on top of that was like, the Alex Bregman's not going to be here if that's what they're asking for. I don't think that's what he's getting. But even if that's a starting point with the Astros are like, no, you can come back to us around February when no one gives you that, and then we can have a conversation with you.
I was going to say, I don't think anyone's giving Alex Bregman 11 years, $300 million.
So this is from Ken Rosenthal. Suspects Bregman and Boras are aiming higher than most projections, specifically at a deal closer to 11 years, $350 million, the deal that Manny Machado signed in February of 2023. Well, say goodbye, and maybe say goodbye to the MLB, because no one's giving him that.
No.
He's going to have to come down. And that's fine to have a starting point, but that starting point is so ludicrous. I don't even know if the Astros would even start negotiating until he came back with a different number.
Yeah, that's why we hear it all the time with Scott Boras clients, and that's why Scott Boras clients always take until February to sign. It's because Scott Boras is always out here with some crazy number that he wants for his guy. Remember when like Bryce Harper was going to get over $500 million?
I do.
He maybe got into the threes for 13 years, so he signed for the rest of his career. It's just, I mean, sure, you want 11 years, $300 million. Congrats.
You want the Astros.
So do I.
You want the Astros to be paying you upwards of $30+ million a year when you're 40 years old? Is that what you're looking for? Yeah. Is that what you think is going to happen? Or any? Forget about the Astros. Any team who's paying Alex Bregman that much money when he's 40?
That's Alex Bregman, great player, love him, awesome. Like he's not paying him $30 million a year when he's 40 just because the current years are going to be so good.
He's not going to be good enough between ages 30 and 35 to make the back half of that contract something you're willing to take.
It's not like Miguel Cabrera.
No,
no.
Where he is going to lock you in to be a title contender year after year. And you know what? Yeah, I know it's going to hurt when he's awful and we still got to pay him. But the first five were wonderful. We'll take it because we know he's going to put us over the top. No. Forget about it. If that is what it is, we might as well start the Whitcomb propaganda,
or the cheap option,
or what 2-year option can they go grab? Maybe they can convince Adames that whatever he's asking for isn't what he's going to get, and they can bring him in for a couple years.
If I'm Willie Adames, I'm like, Bregman wants how much?
Yeah,
I'm not signing until he gets that.
Yeah,
because if he gets that, I'm getting pretty close.
Yeah, so. That number, if that's real, if that's something that they're actually looking for, is one I think is going to price him out of even beyond the Astros' price. He's going to be someone that's not on a team until late, where he comes down and signs some 3-year deal for not anywhere near the same amount annually. So that's where we stand, according to reports. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And it leads me to this. Now, the Dodgers are willing to spend money on everyone. But they wouldn't be giving Alex Bregman that. But we know the Dodgers have spent money on top of money to continue their run. So while we're obviously American League focused, and we talk with the Astros all the time and what their run has been since really 2015, you know the Dodgers have made the playoffs. I'll ask Sean, how many years in a row do you think the Dodgers have made the playoffs?
I'll go... Since I've been following baseball again as an adult, so I'll go since 2014.
Right around there. They've made the playoffs 12 seasons in a row.
Okay.
They won the division 11 out of 12 times. 11 out of 12.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Basically a decade straight of winning the
division. So while we make fun of them for the Kershaw stuff and the failing in the playoffs because it's fun to make...
Only makes it worse.
Yeah.
they're in it every year.
Yeah, it's fun for us to make fun of them because they haven't accomplished what they like to up until last year. And of course we can scoff at the COVID World Series as well. Mm-hmm. They have their two. Their run is even longer than the Astros, and they're clearly willing to spend the money to keep it going as long as possible.
Yeah.
And they have the bank account to make sure that stretches until money starts losing value. I guess we stop using money as a way to pay people. We go to bartering, and maybe they don't have the ability to do it anymore. But until that point, the Dodgers feel like, you know what? We can get this thing going for 10 more years. We're going to keep spending money. It does not matter. Our pockets are endless. And apparently the projections for the money Ohtani's bringing in far exceeded expectations. So they're already winning on the deal.
Especially when you win the World Series.
Yeah, all the things. Yes.
Yeah. You win I think the Dodgers are the new Yankees when it comes to that. Or they're the team that's just going to spend everything. For every free agent, they're in the mix. I mean, we hear reports that they're going to meet with Juan Soto and are interested in signing him. Like, that, it's just such a Yankees move. Like, they're the Steinbrenner Yankees who are going to come take your best player and win every year.
Yeah, when I started to look at – because I was trying to compare – the Astros run how long it's been and try to find someone comparable. I wasn't even thinking about like a concurrent one, something that's going on right now. I was thinking about in the past.
Like the Braves.
Yeah. I was looking back then and I go, wait a minute. Every time I think about the postseason, the Dodgers are there. So how long has this been going on?
Yeah.
And it's been going on since 2013. And the only time they didn't, And as I said, they have only not won a division one time. That was 2021, coming off their COVID title, and even that year they got to the NLCS.
And didn't I think that was a crazy year?
They won 106 games and still finished in second place.
I think the Giants that year won like 108.
Yeah. So the one time they didn't win a division, they still won 106. That's how great they've been. As much as we can't stand them.
Astros just won how many games and won the division?
Yeah. They have been on one for longer than the Astros, and it looks like their run is going to extend far longer because they operate differently. The Astros aren't in the realm of paying guys the type of money the Dodgers are willing to. The Astros have to be these, despite how much the Astros spend, I think they're like fifth. I think they're right around their top five in terms of cap and stuff. They aren't at the level of the Dodgers, and because you keep losing guys and you're not replacing them with Major League ready talent, you're hoping for Whitcomb and the DeCenzos to be ready to contribute and win. And not just contribute. You're hoping they're ready to be big-time parts of playoff teams and World Series teams. That's different from being, you know what, he's had a nice year as a young player. He's had a nice year. He wasn't a mess at third.
Yeah. And solid. Figured things out for the end of the year.
Yeah, you're looking at him to be the top of what, maybe like a Chaz McCormick type at third, which we've seen ain't really good enough. But you're looking for that to replace Alex Bregman. You're not expecting Whitcomb to be great. You just hope he's not awful.
Yeah, and you're looking to replace a guy who puts up like all-star numbers. Not in the first half, which is why he doesn't make the all-star team.
But yes.
Because the all-star heavily weights what you do in the first half of the year.
Yeah.
You're looking for you're looking to replace basically all-star level third base, and you're going to do it with a guy who you feel is pretty good.
You hope so.
You hope is pretty good. You think is solid. That's a far cry.
That is not a way to continue what you hope is a long, long-running dynasty. And the Astros have, I think, even since 2015, to stretch it this long is remarkable. But there are ways to keep it going, and the way they operate doesn't feel like it's sustainable. At some point, you're going to run out of hitting on guys, run out of hitting on Latin America and turning pitchers who maybe didn't have as much esteem as others into legit MLB starters. And the injuries have certainly played a part in what's going on now, but it feels like it's a slow leakage. And every time one of these guys leaves, the path to continue to win gets even harder. And if Bregman's going to demand what those numbers that I put out there, that at least Rosenthal put out there, then we're talking about losing him. And then why would Kyle Tucker be someone beyond asking for an exorbitant amount of money too? So, and I don't see anyone coming around the corner. You know, beyond all the talk that we joke about how bad the farm system is, at some point that's going to mean something, particularly for your position players. I won't question the Astros about finding pitchers. They seem to do that. I'm sure there'll be someone up in the next year or so who's a giant surprise that'll pitch well for them. But as far as everyday players, that's getting a little shallow. And if you're going to lose another one that you've had for a while, I don't see a clear replacement.
Yeah, this is also where not having a draft pick for 2 years.
Yes, that hurts as well.
That this is where you feel it because you needed a first round draft pick type of talent to at least have somewhere in the pipeline as a infield replacement. Either first or third. You would have taken either. Because those are the two biggest positions of need heading into the season, especially if Bregman walks.
First, third, give me a center fielder. The Myers McCormick thing, I'm tired of. You don't have like Chaz had a bad year last year. He was good the year before. So if he's going to revert back to 2022, we won't have that issue. But I would like to see it. So there are big spots with big questions, and then right field feels like that's going to be a question inevitably going into the 2025 offseason. So that's where we are. I've never said I wish the Astros were the Dodgers, but I wish they spent like them. Like, the pockets aren't going to be as deep. That's just reality. But hey, you got a new title sponsor for your building. Isn't there new cash coming in? Just bring, as long as those numbers from Rosenthal aren't real, bring Bregman back. But if he's going to be asking for Machado money, then all right, Jim Crane. Understood. Understood. If he's asking for Machado money, why would the Astros and his agent even have a conversation? Why would Boris even take a call? Why would you even call him if they're Machado numbers that they're asking for? Don't even take the call. Don't even call. Don't take the call. You know you're not getting there.
Yeah.
It's never getting there.
Scott Boris, like, you've talked to the Astros before.
You're aware of how they do things, right?
You know what they're all about.
The Astros know about him. He knows about them. Don't have a conversation. There's no point. Machado money. What am I?
How old is Machado?
I think he's early 30s now. I think. And he signed that deal a couple years ago. He is 32. So he signed that deal when he was 30. So I guess that's why.
Okay.
I guess that's why Breck was like, if he can get it, I can get it. Well, he got it from the Padres. You play for the Astros. You're not getting it from them. But who would give Bregman that? Who would give Bregman the Machado deal?
Yeah, right.
I know he's a Gold Glover. I know that became a thing this season. He's a legit defensive third baseman, and obviously we know about his bat after the month of like April and maybe deep into May. But come on, man. 11 years, $300+ million. I want Machado money. But Machado's been in the MVP race legitimately like 5 times in his career. And the year he got his money was coming off finishing second in the MVP race.
There's a good year to...
Yeah, there was a good year to be a free agent and get that money from the Padres. Bregman didn't have that type of year. But Castro's check, CTC, right? If you can get it, go ahead. I just don't see it happening. Not in this city, so. I wish we could spin like the Dodgers, just not part of the cards.
They should have signed Otani. make some money.
Some foresight. You know how much money Otani would have brought in if you would have signed him, Crane? What the hell is that about?
I mean, the second that you would see an Otani highlight or watch a Dodgers game in L.A., and you'd see behind the backstop those ads that are normally like whatever for Allstate or whatever, they're all in Japanese. You're like, oh, they're making a lot back on this investment.
They are bringing in so much money. And the deep playoff run, the World Series, the 50-50 year, all of it came to fruition this year.
He hasn't even pitched yet for them.
And they don't even get that part of him until next year.
they've only had him as a DH.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about that. If he's ready to go and back to being Ohtani as a pitcher, man. Hey, it's hard to be jealous when you root for the Astros. But right now, don't want to say it. Dodgers got it good.
They're living it good.
Just bring in Juan Soto too. Why don't you? Why don't you do that too? Oh, well. We'll sit with our two piddly World Series wins.
Yeah.
And another division title. Feels a little different coming off losing to the Tigers, though.
Doesn't matter, Dell. AL West champs, Dell.
Look, we're still champions. It just feels a little different watching them beat the Yankees and then... let's be clear. I didn't watch them beat the Yankees. I wasn't watching
Hear about them.
Know that they beat the Yankees and then having to sit through Skubal. And then losing a bullpen game to the Tigers.
I forgot about Skubal.
Yeah, Skubal.
I forgot how disrespectful.
That's fine because he is a Cy Young Award winner. But the bullpen game and then getting swept at home, losing two.
Yeah, scoring like 3 runs in 2 games.
It's rough. It's a rough one. But, you know, just watch the highlights. Go on YouTube, watch 17, watch 22. It'll make you feel better.
Hey, at least they're on YouTube.
That moment,
at least they're in HD.
Yeah, the moment that you hear that Bregman signs a deal someplace else, if it happens, just have your playlist ready to go. And watch all the great moments, and that'll make you forget for a little bit, right? They have enough moments where you could have a YouTube wormhole that could last a couple hours.
Hey, Marwin Gonzalez was a problem.
Yeah.
Don't ask why.
Rewatch Game 5 of the 2017 World Series. Of course, you got all the big hits from Altuve.
That's like 5 hours
against
right
the Yankees.
There.
Yeah. The Yankees. Altuve highlights against the Yankees. You can get that in, and then watch Game 6 against the Phillies. That's like a day.
Yeah,
make you forget.
I mean, you got game 6 and 7 against the Yankees in 17.
So much. Relive the moments.
Game 2 of the World Series in 17.
There's a lot to get to on YouTube where you can go, you know what? I don't even remember that, Alex Bregman.
Game four
signed someplace else.
Against the Phillies? Come on.
Yeah. The no-hitter? Yeah. The World Series no-hitter? What are we doing here?
Some of those guys are still on the team.
Maybe not healthy because their arms are falling off, but still on the team. Yeah.
That happens.
To the Astros a lot. All right. We will try to get away from the thought of Bregman making $300 million someplace else. That feels unlikely, but more unlikely that he is an Astro. Okay, we'll get away from that. We got a couple more things to get to before we wrap it up. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Brendan Maxwell has confirmed he'll be there tonight. Rockets honoring their 1994 team with jerseys that mimic the banner and the court from that era. Maxwell and his teammates will be there.
The jersey is fine, whatever.
Sure.
I guess they're okay. If they really were to honor the 94-95 teams, shouldn't the jerseys be
the actual throwbacks?
The throwbacks? They threw back to, like, the green, like, San Diego Rockets.
I mean, they've worn those era jerseys before. I think I've seen Jalen Green in them, so it's recently. But
I think they also did in 2014.
Yeah.
When it was a different anniversary.
A 20-year anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I just...
This is the way to sell a different jersey. I'm not saying you're wrong. Why not just wear the throwbacks from that era and honor those guys with that? But...
Because they're going to be playing on the Summit Court.
They will, but they have jerseys to mimic the banner that they want. So they want to wear those jerseys so you can buy those.
You know what? I forgot how much I love the banner of those teams. All my memories are with those teams tied up with the banner that they put up afterwards.
Sure. Yeah. So they believe that you've already bought your regular throwbacks. Here's a chance to buy the banner jerseys. Or they might be calling them city jerseys, whatever they're calling them, but they mimic the banner. So why will we sell you throwbacks that you already either own or probably would buy anyway? Let's give you another option to buy these jerseys.
Oh, okay. You know what? Thanks, Tillman. Appreciate that.
Since you wanted to know, this is what they're doing. We sold enough of those, although we'd like to sell more.
Yeah,
now
I was
we want to
say
now they, we now we want to sell something different.
$400 on Mitchell and S. Like, let's not act like they're.
Oh,
everyone can just pick them up.
But they're going to look so good on the players.
And what if
that you're going to want one?
What if I don't want an Olajuwon throwback? What if I want a Shingun throwback?
Well,
what if
they
I want a Tari Eason
They already
throwback?
Have those. You can get one of those. Can't
at
you,
the team
can't,
shop?
Yeah, can't you order one specifically off the website and have it the throwback and then put the name on it? You could do that. But we also have these. We also have these, the banner jerseys you can wear and buy as well.
These say H-Town on them.
Yeah.
You like that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Don't you, 28-year-old?
Uh-huh.
You like H-Town?
Yeah. They're
it doesn't say Houston.
They're marketing it to you.
It doesn't say Houston. No, we're cooler than that.
It doesn't even say HTX.
It says H-Town.
So when you get your jersey, Sean, I know you are pushing back against this concept now, but just remember, when they get you, when you see Jalen Green go viral for another reverse layup while he went 9 for 30, or 9 for 24, let's be honest. He was 9 for 24.
They play the Pacers. They're not good at defense. He should go off.
That's true. He has a better shot of having a good night tonight.
This game is setting up for a Jalen game.
It is.
Tyrese
Halliburton's not staying in front of him. Not even going to want to. Please, not even going to try. This is a chance for Jalen to get to the basket over and over again. In those new H-Town jerseys.
Mm.
Get yours today. And at halftime, I hope it's before the game. Actually, people arrive late, so I guess it'll have to be at halftime.
I feel like that was the thought process that the actual Rockets did, too.
Yeah.
They're like, it should be before the game, get everyone pumped up, and then someone was like, well, you know.
Yeah, because
get 4,000 people pumped up.
Yeah, if it's at halftime, they're probably not going to extend halftime like it's like a retirement ceremony, so it will be a shortened time. It'll be the regular halftime, but not enough time to really honor all these guys.
They'll just walk out, say some names.
Yeah.
Wave.
Hakeem Olajuwon, get the loudest pop. Yeah, all that stuff.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
Rudy,
all right, time to go.
Understood. Let's beat it. We gotta watch. We gotta watch the Terror Twins. Beat it.
Rockets down four at halftime. We gotta.
Yeah. We need a big third quarter here. Before the game is better, but I just wouldn't think the crowd would be there for it, so they have to wait till halftime. So, if you don't have tickets, you want to see the guys from your childhood show up. They're going to be there. That'll be nice. I don't know how many guys are going to be there, but at least Vernon Maxwell has already said he'll be there.
Yeah, Keem will probably be there.
Yeah, he's a. We talked about it. Kenny Smith isn't working tonight, so he should be there if he wants to be. And obviously the other guys as well. Robert Horry, I guess.
Is Bullard going to be there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Possibly. I don't know the list. I just know we have one confirmation from Vernon Maxwell's Twitter account that he doesn't run. Whoever wrote it, whoever runs that is saying Vernon's going to be there.
You don't think Vernon Maxwell runs it?
No. I don't believe so.
Do you think he dictates it like Magic Johnson?
No, I believe Vernon Maxwell did a great job of picking someone who types in his voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that person is typing in the way they think Vernon would type. Making fun of Utah, all those things. And now we get what we get. We get one of the better former player accounts on Twitter, if not the best. I don't think Antonio Brown is a thing.
Different type of account. Different vibe.
JJ's pretty normal with what he does. He's not attacking anyone. He's just a football guy for the most part and commenting on where he eats.
He does attack people from time to time.
He does?
I mean, not like personally or anything, but when he sees like something dumb, he'll be like,
okay,
what the, they're taking physicality out of football.
Yeah, he's like I said, he's a football guy. Yeah. He's not attacking.
This is a shame. Oh, no, he's big on the fines too. The like hit for fines.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Guys will play for free, basically, if they get a personal foul penalty.
Yeah, he does, but he doesn't specifically go after like cities like
the
Vernon Maxwell
account. Like AB does. Yeah, you're right.
That's not what I was referencing. I was gonna just talk about Vernon's issues with Utah, but sure, that is a thing. But that's really like Antonio Brown gave that to the two kids. I talked about it, or the three kids in this case. Two were police officers. One was in a Tyreek Hill jersey. He gave those kids that award too. So that's what we're talking about with Antonio Brown. CTE ESPN. Did a good job breaking uniform news, though, in the offseason. He had all those uniforms before everyone else did.
I forgot about that.
Somehow, some way. He had the sources.
CTSPN?
Yeah. An accomplished, accredited news source, Antonio Brown. That's another question. Do you think he runs his account?
No.
I don't think so either. I think there's someone else doing that, too. Speaking in the voice of Antonio Brown and being dead on about it, too. Everyone believes in.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's no lines there. No. Like, you don't have to. Like, you just be as crazy as you can
yeah.
be.
Yeah, and everyone's going to believe it, no matter what you write.
Like you can just say whatever you want.
And like, yeah, it sounds like Antonio Brown. Dead on.
As long as it's a little unhinged or a lot unhinged.
A lot unhinged, I think, is what you're looking for. If they tone it down.
It can't be too coherent.
Yeah, if you tone it down, people are like, well, that's not Antonio Brown. Yeah, what's going on?
What, did he use a comma there?
Hey, did Martavis Bryant take over that account? What's going on over there? Start naming Martavis nuts ex-Steelers receivers. All right, we are closer to being on time, but still late. But we'll get to break here. We will talk about, well, if you are a part or a fan of a Northeast team, you've got some issues, whether it be the Jets or maybe you're a fan of the Sixers, which I'm not surprised by what's going on in Philly, just because that whole concoction felt like it was going to be a disaster. But we've got confirmation that Joel Embiid isn't a hard worker. As if we did not know that. But we know, according to Tyrese Maxey, that Joel Embiid isn't doing what he needs to do as a superstar. And that's unfortunate for Daryl Morey and that Sixers organization. They think they're a family, at least they want to be. But I'll tell you about a real family right now. That's a family at Monument Chevrolet. They've been in the business for 50 years, and they all work hard. They're not lazy. All they want to do is sell your car, and they want to do it as quickly as possible. That's one of the things they lean into. We want you to get in and get out. They understand you don't want to be at a dealership the entire day. You want a new car. You want it, something that you are going to love to drive, but you don't want to hang around. You want to get it and leave, and that's what they are willing to do. The prices are the same no matter where when you see them on the website at monumentchevrolet.com or if you go on site at 3940 passing the freeway off the Beltway in 225. The prices don't change. There are no upcharges. There are no hidden fees. The price is the price. And if you see it and you like it, the car will be yours pretty quickly. They're going to work with you, and they will match the competition. So if you see a price someplace else and you say, you know what, I'd rather get this car from Monument Chevrolet, they'll work with you. They want to make sure you get the best car that you can, whether it be a Chevy or a Silverado. They will be there for you. And if you want a pre-owned vehicle, they have those too. And if you own a business, they have the sixth largest fleet dealership in the entire country. So if you want to add something to your business or just start, or you want to start with your fleet, they'll take care of you there. Remember, they have this great new deal, this monthly deal right now at Monument Chevrolet. You get 1.9% financing on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Rally Sport truck with a 5.3-liter engine, or maybe you want an electric vehicle. There's 0% financing for 60 months on all those vehicles for well-qualified buyers. Remember, they have a thing where they have the salesperson of the week, which means they're competitive out there. They want you to get you a car, and the salesperson right now is Jonathan Guajardo. So if you see him out there, he's probably going to be wearing the championship belt. That means he's doing a great job getting people their cars, so you know he'll work for you and get you your car. Remember, MonumentChevrolet.com is the website. Go to Monument Chevrolet, 3940 Pasadena Freeway, off Bellway 8 and 225. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
Okay. Sean and I were talking about Wayne Knight being accosted at the airport by TMZ, and Wayne Knight saying he's been negatively affected, his career has, by the weight loss. You can be the judge of that if you've seen Wayne Knight. If you don't know who he is, he's Newman from Seinfeld. He's also the guy who kind of set it all off in Jurassic Park because he was, you know, doing some back dealing.
Also Michael Jordan's assistant in Space Jam.
Yeah, so that you would know him from that. He might be one of those guys whose name you never known, but you would know him from some big roles. But it led us to start looking at guys who remind Sean of Wayne Knight.
And well, no, because I was saying how impressive it was for the TMZ camera person to be in the airport and be like, oh, that's Wayne Knight. Just be able to point him
to
out.
Pull that one out and know who it was.
And I said, wow, that's not
and Wayne Knight,
Stephen Root.
And Wayne Knight, yes. I forgot what his character name, but he was the one who they fired but didn't tell him from Milton. Office Space. Milton had a stapler and all. Which led me to think about something I watched yesterday. Billy Bob Thornton's in a new show called Landman. It's by Taylor Sheridan, the guy who created Yellowstone and all the Yellowstone spinoffs. The clip that everyone's seen.
I've only seen that. Yes. And honestly, it gets me interested.
It's based in Texas. Obviously, you hear Landman. It's about oil. And the clip that's floating around on the internet, the show isn't all about things like that, but the daughter's role in the show kind of flows down that path, like where she's with a high school star quarterback, and things go awry. Billy Bob has a part to play in that, and in the episodes I've seen, they only have two episodes out. I've seen one and two. It's fine. I mean, I don't know if it's Yellowstone quality, but if you like that vibe, you'll like this. I think it's like at 70-something% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's good. It's fine. It's not something that you need to lock in week after week on. If you want to be someone who binge watches it in a month or so, I don't think it's going to be a show that captures the imagination and everyone's talking about it week after week. I don't think you have to worry about
not
spoilers
a water,
there.
Water cooler.
No, I don't think, because the only clip that's come out from that show is that clip that Sean's talking about where the girl's talking about sex with her boyfriend.
We can't play it.
That's all I can talk about. You have to find it. Of course, the daughter's really like 27 years old. She's playing 17.
I was gonna say when you said that she's dating the high school quarterback, I was kind of stunned because she looks like she's my age.
She is like a year younger, but she's TV. They have her play younger, but if you watch her, because like in the second episode, all she does is sit in her underwear, and that's part of the bit. Like Billy Bob Thornton has two roommates because he's in debt, even though he helps run this giant oil company. So he has his roommates, and the bit is like she's walking around in her underwear, and the old guy's like, oh, that type of thing. And one of the guys walks in on her in the shower. She thinks he's a rapist, so she kicks him in the in the balls and hits him in the eye. It's the stuff like that. It's that type of stuff.
I don't think that's watching the show.
That's her. That's her as the Chaos Agent. Now there are other bigger storylines.
Oh, okay.
That don't surround the 20-something-year-old playing a 17-year-old. But that is part of the story. It's on Amazon. You need a Paramount Plus subscription. That's how I watch it. So I watched the first two episodes yesterday. It's fine. I do appreciate that clip went viral. It did remind me to watch. I won't deny. I was out on it. I was like, wait a minute. This is a clip that made it to the internet. Let me watch this show.
This what time it is? Oh, all right.
Yeah. She's dating the high school quarterback. He's a top 50 recruit.
Nice.
And
any offers?
Yes. He's going to Alabama.
Wow. Leaving the state.
And, she, of course, she wants to go to Alabama to be with him. And then he goes,
of course she does.
She goes, and Billy Bob's like, that's a long way away from Tech because they're based in West Texas. One of the guys has a Texas Tech tattoo, so apparently Tech is one of the schools of choice there.
Joey McGuire, drop the bag. Come on. Can't let him leave your backyard.
So he's going to go. And then he said, yeah, I know, babe. I know, but I talked to Coach Saban. I was like, wait a minute, Coach Saban, this isn't accurate. And then Billy Bob's character goes, actually, Saban's retired. He's like, oh, there it is. Someone follows sports a little and knows.
But not
the high school kid who's supposed to be going there doesn't know. That Saban isn't even a coach anymore.
Okay, now I don't think this kid's actually going to Bama.
That's what I thought. And the kid's like, oh, that's rumors. Like, no, it's confirmed. So
like 10 games into the season.
Watch Landman. Landman. It's pretty good. If you like schlocky soap opera type stuff, it's pretty good.
I'm kind of in. I was out, but now I'm back in.
They had the other thing is
probably going to binge it.
They subvert expectations in the show because there are like three guys in the show who you know from a lot of different things, mm-hmm. and you just assume they're going to be around forever. You'd be wrong. I'm not going to tell you who the guys are, but there a lot of guys in this show are guys you may not know their names, like Wayne Knight. But you
Wayne Knight's in the show?
No, he's not. Oh. A lot of guys like Wayne Knight, where you've seen their face in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, but you Stephen don't know their Ray, names, yeah. stuff like that. So you're going to be like, oh, I've seen this guy. There's no way he's not going to make it past a certain point. And then they're like, hey, you're wrong about that. Mm. I'd like to see you guess who I'm talking about because there are a lot of guys like that in the show.
Stephen Ray.
He's not
as the football coach.
As right now. We haven't seen a football coach. We've seen an actual spring game. They were at like they went to the Permian spring game, but it was the real spring game. You could tell these are real high school kids playing during the spring game.
They look 10 years younger. Yes,
and they just shot around it. They did an actual shoot at one of their the spring game. So there is actual football being played by actual football players, and then the high school kid in question is like 30, the quarterback. Let's also, I see you. You want to talk movies. We'll get to that. Anyone else want to get in before we wrap it up? We'll do that. But watch Landman and also watch Say Nothing on Hulu. That's a good show. That's actually a really good show, not one where Sean and I would just make fun of it. It's not a lot of fun going on about the troubles in Ireland, the fight for independence for Northern Ireland. Not exactly humorous. They make people disappear if they think you're a spy. All right, let's also get to you when we come back.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
This has nothing to do with our discussion, but Dez, a listener of the show, says Landman is just what everyone thinks oil men do but don't actually do. So apparently not a lot of deep knowledge done or deep research done to make it a more realistic show. But I don't care. I'm not looking for that.
So it's not super realistic on the football stuff.
Or the oil and gas stuff either, apparently, according to Dez. Still fun, though. I will say that through the first two episodes. I did want to get to this before I get to Los Alsos. Get to you before I wrap it up. So if you missed it, Tyrese Maxey called out Joel Embiid in a post-game team meeting. The Sixers are now 2-11. They lost to the Heat on Monday night. And Tyrese Maxey had some things to say about Joel Embiid's commitment. Said he's late to everything, and we can't have you do that when you're supposed to be the leader. And it influences how the rest of the roster works. Now, Joel Embiid has worked himself into being an MVP. He is a great player. But it appears that the project being trying to that Daryl Morey is trying to get done in Philly, Houston. Well, it didn't work here either, but in Philly is off the rails. Who could have predicted that leaning on oft-injured Paul George and Joel Embiid would have gone poorly? Oh, everyone could. Anyone with any sense could.
I will say it going wrong in the first, like, 15 games.
That is
of the
surprising.
That's the surprise.
The fact that it's so bad this early is surprising, which Sixer fans would, or at least Daryl Morey would say, hey, it's early. This is a multi-year deal. We are not simply basing it off a 13-game sample size. But when the guy with the highest approval rating on that roster, Tyrese Maxey, I don't think anyone says anything negative about him around the league, is like, hey, Joel, this isn't what we want. You don't know what's going on because you're never to practice on time. You're confused about things because you're never here. That's not what you want from a guy who just got paid. You want that from Maxey, who just got paid. You don't want him to have to call out the other guy who just got paid. And, of course, if you missed it, Woody Johnson said this. Apparently, he wanted Aaron Rodgers benched in September in favor of Tyrod Taylor. Robert Saleh said no, and then the next week, Robert Saleh's gone. So Robert Saleh turned into a defender of Aaron Rodgers, and he couldn't keep his job that way either. So those are the things going on in the Northeast when it comes to sports. The Sixers are a disaster, and the Jets are too, but we already knew that. Couldn't happen to two better cities. What is I said Javon Mims. It's Denzel Mims. What did Denzel Mims say about Philadelphia? Dirty ass, trash ass city. I've never been, but I'm not going to fight him on it. He was there. I'm going to trust Denzel Mims on that. Dirty ass, trash ass city. I can't think of one redeeming quality about any of the Philly sports franchises. I've never rooted for them once in my life, except when they was at. When the Eagles played the Patriots, I did root for them. But that's Boston. You always root against Boston.
Andy Reid?
They ran him out of there, so no. They don't even get to claim him. We played them in the World Series. Did you like anything about Philly during that time?
Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Kyle Schwarber seems cool.
All right.
I think Bryce Harper would also seem cool if he was on your team.
I think you would love Bryce Harper if he was on your team.
I feel like he does a good job. He does a good job.
He is an appropriator.
Yeah.
If he gets to your city, he's going to wear all the team's jerseys. Yeah. If he was in Houston, he would have a CJ Stroud jersey to wear.
He'd be at the Rockets anniversary night.
He would. He would be there. He'd probably show up at a Dynamo game. He would embrace. That's if you want a guy to embrace your city, he'd be that guy. Let's also hung up. I don't know what movie he wanted to talk about. I'm going to guess it would be something I've never seen.
Oh.
Something involving some woman from the 90s that he loved. That's kind of what his profile is. I don't fault him for it. I mean, we all got our crushes, right? His happen to be ones he hopes does stuff on the internet at some point. Usually my childhood crushes don't get to that point where I'm like, man, I wish he did this. I'm like, no, that's from the past. It's my childhood crush. Let's keep it there when I was more innocent. He's like, man, I've grown with her. How come she doesn't do stuff now?
I'm grown. Why isn't she grown?
Well, she's grown. She just has chosen to do something else with her career, not get on the internet and do stuff. Maybe she became a mom. Maybe she decided to continue her career in acting. But joining OF wasn't part of the equation for her. Sorry. That's a relatively new thing. Like I'm trying to think. Will there be an actress we know now, 10 years from now, joins OnlyFans? Probably for you,
because you just watch more things than
maybe,
I
maybe, but there's like too much money in acting, I think, if you hit the right notes to do that.
I don't know. It's like, is someone from Landman?
If you get on a Paramount show, what a Taylor Sheridan show, how much are you making per episode? Would you ever have to go to that?
And he, maybe if you're playing like the daughter's friend or something, you know, like that's like tertiary.
Maybe, but I said an actress we know, like the one who has lines and is in every episode. I don't think you get in like that, and you'll get roles for the rest of as long as you want. I don't think you ever would have to do that. So
yeah, because also people don't watch enough like CW shows anymore, like where it's like this is teetering on like viability of this is a real show. Like
yeah.
You can tell by the sets that they're on and the like clothes they're wearing that you're like, this they're cutting some corners here. I don't know if everyone's getting paid on the 1st and 15th.
I don't think they have to beat down the door to get their money. I think the direct deposit goes through.
Some shows from back then. I don't know how all the Power Rangers got paid.
Oh, that back then, okay, that's different. The CW was a little after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
CW's just more...
The people from Dawson's Creek got their checks.
Oh, yeah, the successful ones did. I mean, the ones that, like...
Ben.
Only the real ones.
Ben, I'm sorry, we gotta go. I wish you would have... Maybe you're just calling in to reserve your spot for Gallant and George. We're up next. You hear the music. I can't get to you. Maybe you want to talk to them, that's fine. We won't hang up on you. And if you want to call in to the show tomorrow, I welcome that, too. We're done for the day. Gallant and George up next, followed by the Killer Bees. So since we're done, what does that mean?
We did it!
We did do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.